We're going to head over to Mount Pleasant and be joined by Central Michigan head coach Jim McElwain. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing today.
Doing fine. Thank you for your time. And obviously a tough Saturday on the road at in Madison with the setback at Wisconsin. When getting back to your office and looking at the film, talk about the performance by your Chippewas.
Well, I think setback is probably an understatement. That was a really good football team we played, and they took it to us, and yet we had some guys that played their tails off and competed. We were able to play everybody, that was on the trip, actually played significant time, which, will help us in the future. We got beat up pretty good. We have some injury situations that, are still to be resolved, and I'll be able to fill everybody in on those when I get the complete list on our Wednesday injury report. And as we told the guys, it was an experience. We could learn from it, and now we get to come home and open up conference play, which is exciting, and we're excited to get back home and play a game.
Again, a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit *1 on your keypad for questions for Coach McElwain and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. You touched upon it heading into a league contest and facing Akron and getting back to another home game. When you look at film from the Zips, first-year head coach Tom Arth, what do you see in the first 2 weeks from Akron that might present some challenges for you both offensively and defensively?
Well, first and foremost, they played two really good football teams in Illinois and UAB. Really impressed with their quarterback. He's a guy that can really cause us issues just, with our makeup. Defensively, they spread you out. They make you play in space. If you don't keep your rush lanes, he can hurt you with his feet. And I've been really impressed with how he gets the ball out to the quick receivers and the different concepts that they're running that way. Really an impressive guy. And, watching him even last season, he's one of those guys, if you don't contain, he's going to hurt you. Defensively, with some of the pressures that they bring their ability to cause you issues on the back end from that standpoint, we've got a hell of a week of preparation ahead of us to get ready for this one.
For you, and after 2 weeks, obviously an Albany opener and then a road game at Wisconsin, what are you looking forward to seeing the most from your Chippewas into a week 3 contest in league play?
Yeah, I think, first off, it's understanding the importance of playing at home in front of your fans and getting an opportunity to start the season really from a league standpoint. I think the importance of that is huge. And, for us, we kind of segment the schedule. Right now we're kind of in the third quarter of the first half of our schedule, first quarter of our schedule. And, we've got to do a really good job getting back to tearing off the rearview mirror of what happened and build on the positives, learn from the negatives, and get ready to play a really good Akron squad.
Defensively for your Chippewas, talk about the play of your front seven so far. What have you liked and what do you want to see as far as growth, again, looking into week 3?
Well, the front, I thought we've done it. Pretty decent job at times against a run and gap cancellation. Obviously, last week he ran into a buzzsaw with an outfit that had some really good players up front, and obviously a Heisman candidate at running back. And yet it goes back to understanding, we've got to pressure the passer better. And, this is one of those weeks where if you miss on a pressure, this guy can hurt you. But, and then challenging ourselves more than anything in the back end, we've got to do a better job of that.
For your Chippewas, in Saturday's game at Wisconsin, you were able to get three quarterbacks in there and get some action. For a young quarterback like David Moore, what can a game like that, getting some reps, being able to come in this week, watch film, apply it in practice, what can it mean for a young quarterback like David? And certainly as well, you know, Quentin Dormady being able to get more playing time, what can they learn from that and applying it into a week three game against Akron?
Well, I think the one thing it does is you're able to take the film and say, look, play within yourself, play within the system. And more than anything, here's what was there. Here's your, you know, here's your action. Here's your reaction. Here's your number three. I thought at times we looked at the rush when we tried to throw and probably made some not great decisions in the RPO game. I think the big piece is for us now is, hey, let's slow the game down for us and, don't worry about all the external noise.
Well, Jim, we'll let you get back to preparation for Akron. I want to say thank you for your time. I want to wish you the best of luck on Saturday afternoon. We'll talk to you again next Monday morning.
Hey, I really appreciate it. Take care. Bye.
All right. Thank you so much. Again, for Jim McElwain and his Chippewas, coming off a road loss at Wisconsin, they will be at home this coming Saturday, September 14th, with Akron visiting Kelly Short Stadium. That game at 3 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN+.